Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 17th in the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 2 at 2. And our goal always remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We believe in the traditions of our founders and support the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. We believe in the checks and balances set forth by our founders to be the solution to restore America. And you know what? Liberals and conservatives have had this left-right deceptive paradigm for a long time. I reject it. And we had Tom Hartman on last hour. He's a very liberal talk show host. I disagree with him on a lot of things. However, I agree with him on a lot of things, too. And we both believe that we ought to have tariffs at the borders. That'll get rid of direct taxation on the American people and raise plenty of money for the government. And it would stop these countries from subsidizing and dumping their goods. Now, again, half the things that Tom and I might agree on, believe it or not, might be for different reasons. I'd be against the war because I think it's immoral. Tom might be against the war for different reasons, or maybe similar reasons. But the point is that this left-right idea, this partisan politics, has got to go away. And Tom's got a wise point when he says, hey, maybe the founders weren't against parties, they were against factions. Now, I read it both ways and say, you know what, division of all kinds is not good. Contention is not good. Is there a way to defend America? Now, Fred chimed in, and he brought up some points that I want to address. Now, before we get to Fred's points, I want to make the point that when I have a guest on the radio, there's a lot of talk show hosts that have a guest on, and then it's a contest of wills to see who can slaughter who the most. I'm going to chew this guest up and spit him out. I don't believe in that kind of interview. Okay, and the reason that I don't is because, again, I believe contentions are of the devil. I'm not saying there's not an appropriate, healthy debate. And once the guest knows who I am and knows that sometimes it's banter for play, sometimes it's vigorous debate for educational purposes. But unless the guest knows me well enough, I don't want to do that because I don't want them to think I'm just bringing them on to try to show how smart I am or how capable at debate I am or how, etc. What I want to do is have a guest on. I want to let them articulate what they believe and why. I want to let you understand what they think and what drives them and what their purpose is, what's valuable to them. And then I want you, the American people, who I believe have plenty of brains, to decide what you think about it. Okay? Do you agree with Tom? Does he have some valid points? Do you like his talk show? Do you agree with the healthy debate that we're having? Okay, but I don't believe in bringing guests on just to slaughter them. I mean, I'm actually pretty good at it. But I don't believe it's the way we ought to behave. I don't believe that's healthy for the dialogue in America. And I don't believe that builds bridges and relationships and friends. And I don't believe it's what we ought to do as followers of the Prince of Peace. So I do my best to bring them on. I don't mind bringing up a couple of opposition points to true up or bear out their arguments or their viewpoints. I don't mind challenging them with a couple of questions here or there. But I want to be respectful to my guests. And when they get done, I want them to say, you know what? I don't even agree with Sam on a lot of stuff. I think Sam's a kook, but he was very nice. He was very respectful. And there's room in America for his point of view, too. And if we get that far, we've made a lot of progress. Well, anyway, Fred called in and he said, I called the comment on Tom's comment that Washington funded care for indigents. You both spoke of government as holding a wolf by the ears. Now, that's not really right. Tom brought that up, and I said I could see his point. What he meant by that is, hey, you grab a wolf by the ears because you're scared of the wolf. Now you got the wolf by the ears. You don't know what to do with the wolf, but you're afraid to let him go. In other words, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, was Tom's point. And I think there's validity to that. Then Fred says this. I'm surprised that neither of you saw the obvious answer to taming the wolf, and the answer is law enforcement, particularly against government officers. I know what he's trying to say, but again, when you're talking with Tom doesn't even believe that the IRS has done anything wrong. In fact, he thinks the IRS has been vindicated, is just doing their job, and that we've vetted this to the nth degree. Okay, I'm not going to argue. I brought up Tom, and I let you guys hear his side of the story. His side of the story is it's a witch hunt. His side of the story is that the IRS has done nothing wrong. It's their job to vet folks that are going to basically get subsidized by getting out of taxes. That's Tom's view. Okay. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that view. Don't misunderstand me. But what I'm telling you is I'm not going to just drill down and take Tom on it. You heard his view. Do you believe his view? Or do you believe the view that Sam and Kurt have said for years that the IRS is a criminal enterprise without a doubt and should be shut down immediately? Okay, no one can question that I've been very bold about my statements against the IRS. First off, there's no constitutional provision for the IRS at all. If we have tariffs at the borders like Tom supports and I support too, we wouldn't even need the IRS abusing the American people. It no doubt has become an apparatus for the party in power against those who oppose them. There's no doubt. We see it time and time and time and time and time again. Okay? And isn't it fascinating that Barack Obama even joked about the IRS being used against political enemies? And then there's a big scandal about it several years later, okay? But I'm not going to abuse Tom and take on Tom and bring this up. So I didn't miss your point, Fred. I just chose to let it go and to let you understand, the people understand, what Tom thinks and why. Because it's healthy to understand the other side of the arguments. Now, Fred goes on. He says this. We don't enforce the law because neither faction wants to lose. Okay? Obama should be prosecuted for usurping power of the legislative branch. I agree with you, Fred. But I'm telling you right now, you think Tom's going to agree with that? I was going to say, look, man, they've investigated Barack Obama 66 ways from Sunday. Barack's fine. The Republicans have nothing. They're just on a witch hunt all the time, ever since Barack got elected. That's what, you know, I can't speak for Tom, but I'm telling you. Okay, so I'm intentionally not bringing up subjects and issues that I know we're going to just melt down over. I'm trying to build bridges and trying to bring up topics that I think there's validity in our agreeing on. Building, what they call it is building common ground, from what I understand. Can we build common ground? Can we educate and come to a greater understanding? Can we walk a mile in somebody else's shoes? Kind of an idea. Okay, we should prosecute Barack for ordering executive orders to be enforced on Americans. Okay, I agree that's wrong and it needs to be stopped. I agree Barack needs to be prosecuted. In fact, I was the one with Michael Connelly who wrote the impeachment document against Barack Obama. I've been the one pushing for impeachment of the president. Okay, so what you got to do is listen to my general themes as a talk show host and understand what I stand for. I didn't miss the point, but I'm not going to just beat up our guest over it. Eric Holder should be prosecuted. Okay? I agree. Okay? In fact, I was the guy that played David A. Clark Jr., that sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's a black man who said Al Sharpton should go back to the gutter from where he came from, and who says that Eric Holder is race baiting and creating racial divide in America. I was the one that said, hey, we need to prosecute Eric Holder over Operation Fast and Furious and other programs. Okay? Now, then he says, hey, we have failure to prosecute banks. I agree with that. In fact, the whole Federal Reserve is, in my opinion, a constitutional conundrum, to say the least. Dishonest money flies in the face of constitutional honest currency. Okay, we ought to shut down the Federal Reserve. Everybody involved in the private fiat banking cartel should go to jail. There's no doubt about it. I think it was me that just had on Edwin Vieira, which that guy's a pretty, well, just read Pieces of Eight, the double volume series, trashing the Federal Reserve. Okay, I get it. You're right, Fred. They talk about drug money laundering. Hey, it was both sides of the aisle that have been running drugs, Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan and George Bush and the rest. Now you could say Sam Ronald wasn't involved in that. Okay, well, a big old Iran-Contra scandal happened, drugs and guns and weapons, and okay, that was all under his watch, right? Members of Congress on both aisles, continues Fred, should be prosecuted for passing unconstitutional legislation of Obamacare, etc. There's no question. Who do you want to toss in the clink? In fact, it was Steve Stockman, one of my favorite congressmen. He's not a congressman now, but he was. He's the one that called for arresting Lois Lerner over the IRS scandal and emails. I supported that. Steve Stockman's right. Okay, so I support these things, but I'm just telling you, to bring all that up against Tom, it's just going to be like he's going to reject everything you say. You're not going to build any common ground. The Republicans who signed the Iran letter should be prosecuted for usurping the power of the executive branch. Again, right on, Fred, you're right, and that's Tom's whole point. And that's why I'm talking about where we agree with Tom. Okay? Bush and Cheney should be prosecuted for abridgment of the Fourth Amendment, yeah, and for their torturing as well. I am of the opinion that it's improper to discuss what is the right thing to do while ignoring the violation of law. I'm not ignoring the violation of law at all. What I'm trying to do is focus on what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And this left-right paradigm of deception has got to go. This partisan politics has got to go. This defend your affiliate or your relations at all costs. Okay, I'm talking about we need to double down and reject all those left-right or whatever deceptive paradigms. We need to focus on what's right is right and wrong is wrong. And if the law is wrong, then, well, if you believe in fully informed juries, etc., then you would judge the law too. But you'll never find the time that I know that true right is against true law. Okay, proper fear of righteous prosecution is the only thing that can tame the wolf. I agree with that. We need to understand what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and that does not change. Fred finishes and says, well, I'll give you it in seconds. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live, then news the networks refuse to use.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. We're in the grab bag of emails. We're talking about Fred's email, and he finishes by saying, proper fear of righteous prosecution is the only thing that can tame the wolf. He says, the most correct way to regain control of our government is to truly hold them accountable under law. If the law is improper, then the correct answer is to obey the law and correct it, not pass whatever we want. I couldn't agree with Fred more. He's right. Right is right. And that's why I say we need to change the discussions from the left-right paradigm to I'm a conservative, somebody's a liberal, they're this, they're that, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, all these, in my opinion, divisionary tactics that hold no water. We need to have an appropriate discussion about what's right and what's wrong in America. Okay? That's what we've got to do. If we want to gain ground, that's really vital to get done. Charles, a listener, emails in, and he talks about this 24-hour standoff where a man and his two kids are held up. The man, I guess, appears to have died with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. What happened to the kids? The cops shot them. And then he says, as far as Tom Hartman goes, he is probably a pretty honest liberal. But his altered meanings of the words are all different now, and that's kind of how they've tricked us, how they've deceived us. You know, you can agree and disagree. It all comes down to the definitions, and I'm going to double down and say you're right. However, Tom did say it depends on how you define this. It depends on how you define that, so he's candid about that. But it is true that there's a lot of different definitions. For example, his point about privacy. Well, the privy. Privacy was the bathroom, was sex discussions left for a husband and wife. Okay, privacy nowadays in the digital world is a different discussion, something that was hard for them to even contemplate. But they did talk about securing your person and security. Tom's right about that. You can't argue with him. You can also say the founders were considered liberals. The definitions no doubt have changed. That's why I triple down on this what's right is right and wrong is wrong idea. And the law should follow, because what's right is according to God's laws, and what's wrong is according to God's laws. Government should follow that. And we shouldn't have a time when what's right and wrong is different from the law. When we do, then we got to put the law in proper perspective and have that appropriately be changed to follow the author of liberty's guidance. It's pretty easy to determine what's right and what's wrong, in my opinion. All right, Kurt, you got an email from a listener, too. Why don't you double down on that one? We'll both respond.
All right. Let's see. It looks like Thomas says, excellent discussion, but tell him to get a noise-canceling headset like truckers use. You can be at a rock concert and it won't be heard.
Well, that's a good point. let me defend, though. That was Tom's problem in the background. And Tom said so on the radio. It was not Fred, so just so you know.
Yeah.
And Tom's trying to get to work in D.C., man. Just imagine a life like that, ladies and gentlemen.
That's rough stuff.
Poor guy.
We did it a few times.
Our prayers are with him.
Way more than we wanted to do. he says, in an earlier message, I hope you don't mind these rants. I said, I'm for single-payer ER treatment. As an extension of single-payer firefighting and paramedics, you can't choose emergencies. The rest should be a choice. I was going to respond, don't they usually give you a bill after you get emergency service? But anyway.
No, usually after you get emergency service, if you're walking to try to pay the bill, they can't even tell you what you owe for months, sir.
Oh, okay. Anyway, he says, freedom. He said, my definition of freedom starts with Heinlein's Moon is a Harsh Mistress. I'm not aware of it. But he says, where we also get TANSTAAFL, which means there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, as far as I understand. Government has no different authority than I do. If I can defend my life, liberty, and property, government can, to the same extent, no more or less.
That's right.
He says,
and
but
now
government
Becky,
needs...
Becky would simply say, I give up none of my freedom, thank you.
Yeah.
And so the anarchist viewpoints would say there can't be any government because you don't have the right to make me give up or agree to a government. So give up my freedoms or agree to a government. So the problem is where you draw the line and where your definitions come from. You're right about that.
Yep. He says, but government needs to prove it with warrants, due process, etc. Usually I'm defending myself or an innocent third party who's my neighbor. He says, the next part is I'm rational, so no... the natural law. I know stealing, lying, and murder is wrong. So is adultery, fornication, etc. I know it like I know 2 + 2 = 4. Well, that's old math, though, Tom. Morality is objective. He continues, not relative. If I shortchange someone, I can neither deny morality nor arithmetic. I didn't steal. I don't agree with you. old-fashioned fundamentalist ideas about arithmetic. This is how I can hold strangers, Tom continues, or those who don't agree to the same objective standard of law and morality as I hold, since I can hold them to the laws of mathematics.
Right. So the bottom line, though, is where you define it. For example, I agree with thou shalt not steal, but you know what? If you're hungry, you're starving, is it wrong to steal, Kurt?
Good point.
And would you steal if you're starving? I would.
Well, I think, you know, that's what that, what's that show or that famous play? No, there was that play.
Oliver Twist? Know,
maybe that's one. Les Miserables.
Les Miserables, yeah.
Been a part of that.
Yeah, that guy steals. You know, the question is when it's justified and when it's not. Fred emails in again, though, and he says, Sam, I must have written very poorly. I didn't mean that. I wasn't accusing you of Tom or of ignoring the law, and I know you guys can't prosecute. I was accusing our corrupt system. Thanks for having fun on the air. Keep doing this. You're absolutely on the right track. Well, thanks. You know, and I don't mean to take offense with the things people write. I just want to articulate where I'm coming from and why, and I'm afraid sometimes people misunderstand my intentions. If I'm soft on a guest, then people think I just caved or something. No, it's that I'm trying to be respectful. It's that I have enough confidence in you, the listener, to make up your own mind about what you hear. My goal is to, you know what, expose you to as much of the discussion and the debate as I possibly can without an agenda to control the media. I do my very best to let everybody know what's going on. You guys are smart enough to figure all out what you think, right? You know, what about prosecutional laws, Kurt? Okay, we need to discuss prosecutions. It's important to discuss prosecutions. And you know, Steve and many of our listeners are kind of saying that's what we need in America right now. And I've been saying this forever, Kurt. What we need is accountability in government. And when there's no accountability, how are you going to correct the wrongs? How are we going to come back from this brink of this free trade disaster that's destroyed America and violated the Constitution? How are we going to bring jobs back? How are we going to? Okay, well, the answer is accountability. Just because you work for government, that does not mean you're above the law. I guess the Secret Service is in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, they want to spend a little of your tax dollars, Sam.
A little bit.
You know, they've been having trouble protecting the president, you know, around the White House. So what they want to do is build another White House in Beltsville, Maryland. Just want to,
just let me make sure everybody understands. Nobody would be confused about what the real White House. Nobody, you know.
Yeah, right. But anyway, they want to spend $8 million to build another White House, and you're going to urge lawmakers to give money to build a detailed replica of the White House to aid in training officers and agents to protect the real thing. I might suggest returning to God's laws and the Constitution and humble, etc., foreign policy, you know, kind of things like that, maybe to get God's protection instead of, you know, just the Secret Service.
What? Come on, Kurt.
I know.
Listen to Kurt, man. He doesn't trust government. He doesn't think government could solve everything. He doesn't believe the ultimate protection is in the hands of the Secret Service. Man, what's up with that? I agree with him. All right,
the real
pause.
Secret Service.
Oh, good point. Yeah, although it's not too secret if you pray hard. I'm going to get into this next story in a second. Hang tight.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getprepareduxpo.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse every year, or every day, I'm sorry, on your radio. What it means, ladies and gentlemen, at the Federal Reserve, Kurt. They're having meetings.
Well, that's right, Sam.
They're in a two-door, Yellen. Or two-day meeting, right, Kurt?
Yeah, well, you know, and this is all transparent. I mean, you can just watch and hear what they say, on a regular basis, just like, you know, if you tune into C-SPAN, of course, you can know exactly what the Federal Reserve is doing. I mean, it's complete transparency, Sam. AP says, they don't say that it's complete transparency. I do. But I'm kidding about that, by the way. Now, they're telling you, though, now that with the killer economy that we've got, and you know that the Fed is going to need to step in and kind of cool things off a little bit by raising the interest rate.
I think the Fed's ought to use multi-level marketing language, you know, see you at the top kind of stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, good point. They are the top. But anyway, that's what some are expecting. Although, what I wanted to hear from you, Sam, is they say that all these new jobs are just ripping. We got like 200,000 plus more.
They're ripping families apart because no one can afford anything, Kurt.
There you go. But anyway, that's, you know, what the boys are talking about. You know, the Fed coming in.
And what do you want to hear from me? When I think they'll raise interest rates?
Yeah, and what you think of the what they're saying about how the economy's just ripping.
Well, if their lips are moving, they're lying. That's what I think. I think they're going to raise interest rates this year. They're predicting June right now. I don't know really what will happen, though, because you know what? We've had three straight months of declining realities here, Kurt. And so I don't know what's going to happen. The stock market's taking a little bit of a hit. And, you know, they say that the bear run's kind of over. The bull run's kind of over. We're going to go bearish now. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know this. Every time we think the economy's right, we find out that there's, a propaganda by the mainstream press that the economy is doing well, but the underlying realities are much different on the ground from what they tell us. So what does it mean when the Fed says they're no longer going to have patience on rates? I think they're just testing the waters. And if they do believe the economy is strong enough, they'll ratchet up the rates and kind of put a chokehold on the economy. If they find between now and when they raise rates, there's a couple of other behind-the-scenes things that don't look as good as they had hoped by their propaganda, then they'll have to back off and delay the time frame. What will really happen, I can't say. Can't say. It all depends on what they discover. In other words, the real question is how much can they hide from the American people, Kurt?
Oh, and by the way, they talk about how strong the U.S. dollar is. I mean, you know,
and it's just causing problems around the world now, Kurt.
Yeah.
That strong dollar. All right, Charles chimes in. He says there might have been a punctuation problem. I don't know if I articulated well. He said basically, hey, he doesn't know if the cops killed those kids, right?
That's correct. Right. Good point.
I don't have the story in front of me. Can't document that. I was just kind of, you know, a listener chiming in there. So, whatever. But no doubt the cops are out of control. No doubt many cops are too belligerent. No doubt we got a mentality of an us versus them idea that's got to be solved in America. And that's kind of
why we bring Sheriff Mack and other good, peace officers to you, ladies and gentlemen, as an example of what we need.
And that's why I'm not doubling down on either side and attacking the other side. I'm trying to find common ground. I'm trying to find where we can work together. I'm trying to find, what do you call it, Kurt, solutions?
Ooh, crazy idea.
Speaking of solutions, Hugh Hewitt is focusing on some solutions, Kurt, on his radio program.
Well, yeah, you know, I thought that was interesting to know, you know, Elder Holland, which is a member of what they call the 12 Apostles in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was featured as a guest on the Hugh Hewitt program. You know, they talked about a number of issues. Hugh's program, as far as I understand, originates in California, and you know, Elder Holland was in the area, you know, trying to basically say, hey, man, we've got to kind of have a civil dialogue in a, you know, an America where we can all live together.
Well, I agree with that. We need to learn to discuss subjects without vile attacks, without just tripling down on our own viewpoints, not listening. I think, you know, I don't know. Whenever you talk about kids, you say, look, you have two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionately, kind of an idea. And I'm afraid in America, man, we're not listening to one another. We're not even oftentimes giving credit where credit's due, Kurt, or giving consideration to another. We need to have a kinder, gentler society, a more respectful idea. What if we were to work on seeking common ground, promoting greater understanding and education? What do you think, Kurt? Could we do more of that, you think?
Well, it sure seems like there'd be a little less, a little bit more getting along, you know, just civil society, et cetera, you know. I guess Hugh's program is heard on about 75 stations throughout the U.S. The evening before the program, he had delivered an address at Chapman University in Orange, California. I wonder if they still grow any oranges there. Anyway, I guess Mr. Hewitt posed questions on a variety of topics.
I think the way the sunset looks is why they call it orange, Kurt.
Oh, okay. Anyway, he asked questions about missionary work, the family. Asked questions about Elder Holland's apostolic oversight of the church in Africa. Much of the program focused on the topic of religious freedom. Bottom line, that's religious individuals being involved in, public discussions.
Well, and you know what? Church leaders and people who stand for principles of morality, in my opinion, do belong in the discussion. And they belong in the discussion not from a left-right or a whatever point of view or argumentative Republican, Democrat, or this, from a moral perspective. And I think that's what they're focusing on. And I say good for them. Speaking of churches, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints donated Meet the Mormons. That's the new film that came out. It was a blockbuster weekend there. Meet the Mormons proceeds to the American Red Cross. They donated quite a chunk of change. Now, they say it's not about the money. It's about educating people about the beliefs of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons. And so they want to give the money to the Red Cross and see what good can be done with it. So when you go see that movie, Kurt, you're just funding relief to others.
It's a great point, Sam. I guess the net proceeds that they contributed were right at $1.8 million. And by the way, the film has now been released in Spanish as well. So, you know, interesting stuff.
Fantastico. It's great.
Yeah. All good. There you go.
Well, this isn't too fantastic. This poor guy, this kid leaped from a what, Kurt? Two-story window or something like that?
Well,
I'm hating this.
Yeah. You know, and
that's
and,
not making people feel good and getting along, Kurt. Maybe we should have listened to this kid more.
Well, this is an elementary school, Sam, where we have God has been taken out of the school. There's no point. There's no Ten Commandments on the wall about thou shalt not kill, you know, nothing like that. But a boy jumped from a second floor window in New Jersey and died. And, you know, you see this whole suicide, you know, kind of idea quite a bit, and yet no real comments from, well, I guess you could say the big-time media about how, well, we need to bring God back into the mix. But I think we're going to have more of the same without that change.
Not if we have anything to do with it, Kurt.
Great point, Sam.
We're going to provide solutions and work together and bring people together and find answers. And, you know, we're going to realize that we're not all going to agree on everything. But, you know, as I mentioned last hour before we brought Tom on the broadcast, can we be agreeable in our disagreements, Kurt? Is that possible?
Well, it's, I think it is.
It'd be kind of the Christian way, wouldn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, the way of the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm. All right. This other guy emails Kurt and he says, I really appreciate how you force me to think. That's Kurt doing the force, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's good to think. It's good to really drill into subjects. And that's kind of what I've been known for. Even the late Jerry Hughes used to say, one thing I love about Sam's program is he always asks very stirring questions. I try to do that because I'm not a surface guy, folks. I don't just gloss over the surface on stuff. I really do care, and I really do try to have greater understanding. I've been known to change my mind on issues on occasion. I've been known to admit that I'm wrong on occasion. I know that sounds crazy, but you know what? It's true. Even ask Kurt. Once in a while it happens. Now, Kurt thinks it's like a blue moon, but, you know. All I'm telling you is I try to really gain greater understanding. I don't really just try to be right. I try to be correct. And I try to work with people, and I believe in people more than property. Now, don't call me and say, Sam, you got to believe in private property. I believe in private property. I'm just saying I believe in investing more in people than I do things. That's all. All right. For example, what about when you're starving? Is it okay to steal? I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying there's a hierarchy of needs. And in some cases, you're justified, right? This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com.
or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And this half hour is brought to you by the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. If you want incredible products, go to the Power Mall. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. They support us, and we're grateful for their friendship, partnership, and support. And we believe in the Power Hour. Joyce Riley and crew taking care of business. ThePowerHour.com for the website for the show. ThePowerMall.com to get incredible products. Do business with the good guys. Mention the Give Me Liberty Fund, would you please? All right, so TZ emails in. He says, I love it when you make me think there. Talking about stealing when starving idea. One, did you first ask me if I had food to share and did I refuse you? It's an important point to make. In other words, are you doing the right things or are you just stealing? Is it really justified? Two, what if, there's an overall famine and you steal and then you cause me to starve? It's a great in-depth question. Three, if it was in storage and you couldn't find me to ask me, did you just take it or did you leave a note letting me know who you were and saying you're so sorry you had to do it, but you'd be glad to pay it back when you get healthy? In other words, an IOU note. Because you could say, you know what, I'm taking the food because I have no choice, but I'm going to write an IOU and I'm going to take care of it as soon as I can. They're great questions about morality and how we behave in society. And how we treat one another. Is it right that people are going hungry? Is there a Christian way to solve that? Or do we got to use government force? See, all these things are critical questions that we got to ask. And what you're going to do is you're going to discover as you drill into some of these things where you really stand and where you really believe. And you'll find that this left-right paradigm, this partisan politics, this factions idea has got to go. This idea that we critically think and then we don't reject each other's views and we don't hate each other for differences of opinion, but we express our views. We work together for greater understanding. We build common ground. We provide education. We find solutions, right? Can we seek common ground? Can we promote greater understanding? Can we provide education? If we're doing that, this broadcast is an absolute success. All right, there's a billionaire hanging out with NASA now, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right, NASA. Sam. Cool. I guess according to the report, they're going to be mining the moon.
It's a wonderful life. George wants to rope the moon for Mary. I mean, I get that.
Yeah, that's right.
Mine the moon, rope the moon.
Lasso the moon.
I'd lasso the moon. I'd pull it down for you here, Mary. I'm just captured.
So maybe that's what they're going to work on. But anyway, the headline reads, billionaire teams up with NASA to mine the moon. CNBC has got the piece. They call it Moon Express, by the way. Makes it sound like, you know, it's just something you hop on and you're there in a few minutes. But, I guess, you know, with all the other money that we spend, you know, this shouldn't surprise me.
Are you going to go there and check it out, Kurt?
Wouldn't it be cool if the billionaire didn't really team up with NASA?
If he just, teamed up with other billionaires and got it done?
Yeah, did it with, you know, the other private guys. But anyway, they call it Moon Express. It's a Mountain View, California-based company that's aiming to send the first commercial robotic spacecraft to the moon. By the way, they plan on it next year. Just they took a step closer toward that lofty goal.
Yeah. You know what I think, Kurt? I think NASA has a proper role, and that is to deal with space defense. Other than that, I think we ought to get them out of it. It's kind of the Ron Paul view, and I articulate and agree with that.
Anyway, I guess they recently did a little test or something. They got a little step closer. They say it paves the way for the Moon Express to send its lander to the moon in 2016. That's what company co-founder and chairman Naveen Jain, J-A-I-N, said.
All right.
So, anyway, there you go.
They need to get Jamie Dimon in there for the big banking cartel for funding, Kurt. And then they need to get Elon Musk in there from the Tesla stuff, and they can just dig on that dude and work it out, you know.
Good point, Sam.
All right. Mm-hmm. Kurt, I guess we're talking about dogs. We're talking about cancer, right?
Yeah, now, you know, you were talking about how Jerry Hughes said you know, can ask the right questions and, you know, kind of, I don't think he ever said he'd sniff out, you know, the solutions. But in this case, I guess they got dogs that can basically sniff human urine and tell if you got thyroid cancer. Now, if they're Labrador retrievers, maybe that's how you get lab results.
Maybe so. Good point. Are these Labrador retrievers doing this, Kurt?
You know, the ones I saw in the picture were basically they looked like those German shepherds.
Yeah, because German shepherds are usually known as the sniffer dogs, Kurt.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay, usually those labs just want to eat whatever's on the
floor. You're a little more of a dog expert than me. I just hang out with them a lot, but, you know, I don't know that much about them.
Well, you should study about them, Kurt, then you'll know.
Gone to the dogs, you know.
Yeah, that's the deal. All right, Kurt, this is kind of a weird deal here, but I'm going to tell you how it is. Do you know who Kevin Bacon is, Kurt?
Yeah, he's that movie star guy, you know.
Well, they say Kevin Bacon joins campaign to sell eggs online and in print. Now, isn't it kind of ironic? Kevin Bacon is going to sell eggs online, Kurt, and in print. All right. Now, that's weird enough because of the name. The story is by the Associated Press, but here's the problem with the campaign, Kurt. The American Egg Board. Now, that's government, right, Kurt?
You know, it's I don't know. I mean, so many times they're funded by the different entities, but a lot of times they get kind of government support or, you know, the Fed boys kind of help them out. It's just,
yeah,
you know,
so here's the problem with this ad that I have, Kurt. The online spots feature a woman making scrambled eggs for breakfast. When Mr. Bacon appears lying suggestively behind her on the counter. At one point, she leans in to sniff the actor, and she loves the smell of bacon. Then her husband walks in, Kurt. The idea is wake up to bacon and eggs.
That's
Now, Bob Cross,
you know, at least
he's chief. He's chief of Midwest Poultry Services. He says farmers have always been too conservative. We got to change that. Now, my response is, what are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? When we're trying to play games with the words, you know, his last name is Bacon, and therefore eggs and bacon. I get that, but why do we have to have Kevin the actor suggestively being involved with a woman over eggs, and then the husband walks in? Why are we doing that kind of stuff? Then we wonder why marriages break up and why people are... It's just beyond my comprehension. This is the moral discussion I'm talking about. Everybody should be against this. This is bogus. But don't worry. The egg board will take care of you. You should eat more bacon and eggs, Kurt. That's the idea. And you should, cheat on your spouse. Well, that's kind of the inference
in my opinion, by the offensive commercials. All right, powdered alcohol receives approval for sale in the United States. Kurt, did you see this?
So what, they're going to ship powder and then you just add water? Or,
Roger that, or yes, sir.
How's that? Okay. Well.
You can add water, you can also add different syrups. For example, you can just pour your alcohol powder in your Red Bull or your Gatorade or whatever. Kurt, you can just make it flavored however you like, bro.
Wow. Just imagine all the wonderful ways you can get intoxicated.
Hmm? Yeah. Now they say, don't worry, though, even though the approval from the feds say that alcohol could be sold in the U.S., don't worry, the states will still be able to choose and regulate powder alcohol within the given state, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, I think, a wise king said it many years ago in the early years in America. He said, I can't even tell you all the ways that you can commit sin. You might want to just focus on heading towards the good, you know. Just leave all that other stuff aside.
All I can tell you is if we go down this line, this road, we're going to have more alcoholics, more trouble, more rape, more divorce, more destruction of families, more, destruction by driving under the influence of powdered alcohol, more. Okay, all it's going to do is wreak carnage on our nation, Kurt, in my humble opinion. Now, am I suggesting that, you shouldn't be able to sell alcohol or powdered whatever? I'm just telling you that I don't think the government ought to be endorsing it and taking a big piece of the pie when it comes to taxation and endorsing it and making you believe that, hey, after all, everybody does it, and if the government says it's okay, it must be okay. I don't like that whole inference idea, Kurt, and that's kind of the deal. Utah, though, is doubling down against it, Kurt.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a bunch of guys with new jobs, go out there and look for the powdered alcohol, and that will, of course, be easy to control. Yeah.
Well, again, it'll be harder to control. What we've got to do is instead of relying on more regulation and more force, we've got to rely on the morality of the people. And I think we've got to have more preachers from the pulpit preaching against powdered alcohol and against alcohol in general and all kinds of other family destroying realities, whether it be gambling or whatever the case may be. Stand on a moral principle, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way back to freedom, and that's the way of the author of liberty. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. You're going to help us? This nation shall endure.